Good afternoon, and welcome to Remember When, where we talk about the people, stories, and events that have brought us to where we are today. I'm Glenn Parfitt, sitting in for Susan Woods this week, and this show is sponsored by the Maritime Museum of British Columbia here in Victoria. Today we're going to talk about Victoria's golden age of rock and roll, and my guests in the studio today are two of the members of the Pharaohs, Victoria's original rock and roll band. We're going to introduce Ron Atfield and Mike Kersey. Hi, guys.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Glenn.
Thanks for coming in and joining us today. We're going to talk about sort of the beginning of that golden age, and we're going to lay the land, I guess, a bit of what Victoria looked like at that time. So we're talking about just about 1957-58, and of course for those who are from here remember things like there was a roundabout at that time at Douglas and Hillside with a big fountain in it. Hillside Mall at that time was a field. The Tillicum Mall was a drive-in theater. Mayfair Mall was a brickyard, and the Eaton's store was two buildings on either side of Broad Street downtown with a walkway over top and a walkway underneath. And at that time, there's a couple of young brothers who are in a basement getting the feel for some rock and roll. And this is Ron and his brother, Ed. Tell us what it was, that was like, Ron, and sort of what got you inspired and what got the two of you started.
Basically, I guess, Glenn, it was Rich England, I think, was instrumental, and Bernie Majora and Terry Budd and I, we all went to Mount Doug together. And I think Rich had some accordion lessons and maybe had a flat top, and Ed and Rich started getting interested, and Bernie had some piano lessons, and they sort of got together. I don't know, I can't recall how we connected with Bobby Falls, whether it was through Hall and Fairfield Music Store or party, or I have no idea. I cannot recollect that. And then we just started practicing together, and I was sort of Ed and I hadn't played previously to that. Only Bernie and Rich had some musical training.
Well, that's and you say Mount Doug. So Mount Doug at that time would have been the Mount Doug
on Cedar Hill
Road. That's right. So you originally had started playing before you met up with those guys, though, and you had jammed with a drummer by the name of Art Horsman initially.
Yeah, Art Horsman jammed with us. He never actually played with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we've got, we actually have a caller on the line right now. I've got a little surprise for you guys today. So we're going to take a call this afternoon, and I'd like to introduce everybody to Red Robinson. Good afternoon, Red. I think we got Red on the line.
I can't stop loving you. The Ray Charles had his biggest ever seller on.
Oh, it looks like Red is going to come back to us on the line. No, here he is now.
Oh, yes, I am. Who is this, please?
This is Glenn Parfitt, Red Robinson, the one that invited you on the show. Great, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Are you on the air over there?
Yes, we are. I'm here with a couple of old friends of yours.
Oh, so, you're on the air over here, too, so let's do a duet.
That's great. Well, say hi to your old friend, Ron Atfield.
Oh, hi, Ron. It's been a lot of years.
Hi, Red. It's been 40-plus years.
God, yeah. And yet we all look so young and wonderful, don't we?
You do.
Oh, yeah, but that's just, that's just a good surgeon, that's all.
We were talking earlier about some of the different shows that you came over and produced on the island, and certainly the show of Stars was one of those that you did. Tell us a bit about what that was like in those days and what it was like to have the Pharaohs on these shows.
Well, they were, first of all, the pioneer band, the heritage band on the island, as far as I was concerned. But over the years, there was, I can't think of in any one particular show that was outstanding, but you're right, the show of Stars, we would bring Roy Orbison in, the Everly Brothers in those days, rockabilly, very big here in the West Coast, Conway Twitty, and the list goes on. I remember one New Year's Eve in Port Alberni on the island, we had Roy Orbison, Bob Lumen, and Bobby Goldsboro and the New Beats all playing midnight. It was very cold, too, I'll tell you, around, Cameron Lake. I thought we were all going to slip on the black ice and go in, but we made it. And the Pharaohs will remember some of those gigs, Buddy Knox being another one.
Yeah, they also did shows with Dick and Dee Dee and Bobby Curtola.
Yes.
And the Burnett Brothers.
Yep.
And Donnie Brooks.
Oh, no, all those great acts. And they would, they were good about it. They get in the van or the car and drive up island, because I remember Johnny and Dorsey Burnett played in Nanaimo.
Now, these young fellows must have taken your eye, because I guess in the summer of 61, you invited them over to the P&E for a Search for Talent contest that you were had set up.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of incredible performers were there, too. Guys like Howie Vickers and Bill Henderson, and And Ron and Mike would remember that.
Now, there was two different categories, I understand. There was a best band on the island one, right. And then the best band in B.C. Now, my understanding is they got first place,
right?
Best on the island, and then I think they got third for the province.
For the overall. But look what they were up against, and the guys would be the first to agree with that.
Well, it sounds like it was a wonderful, wonderful time. What other great memories do you have of Victoria yourself, Red, and working with these guys?
Well, it was not only fun working with them, but in those years I'd spent, a lot of people didn't know that, I'd spent most of my Sundays and Mondays over there because I didn't go on the air till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was engaged to a lovely lady over there called Linda Pedersen. So I spent a hell of a lot of time in Victoria.
Excellent. Well, we're going to talk a bit about a radio station that was over here for a while that called Kitten Radio.
Oh, that brought me Mad Mel, and I hired him away from that little outfit come to see fun back then.
Now, as I understand, what Mad Mel and Rob McAdam would do is in front of the Metropolitan later on, but originally in Joe Manton's shoe shop, is they would do this radio show, and then they would record it and send it over to Port Angeles, and they would broadcast it later on as Mel and Rob had bought blocks of time on KONP in Port Angeles.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, to my memory, that was the first pirate radio out in this country.
First pirate radio and first rock and roll station for Victoria to kill two birds with one stone.
No doubt about it. Those were great, great days. And what are the guys up to today?
Well, I'll let them tell you.
One thing, Red, is after 40-odd years, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for giving the Pharaohs the opportunity to do the Show of Stars with you. The exposure that we got and the confidence level just went up, and the jobs, you know, it was just an amazing few years of doing those Shows of Stars with all the artists that we worked with. And I think it certainly, you know, the CKWX talent search was the start of it all, and it just it got better and better from there, Red.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for saying that.
Can't thank you enough.
They were special times. I mean, I tell people the story of a trio that appeared on a... Did you ever go on Music Hopper Let's Go, you guys?
Never did get on the Let's Go, but it was certainly an inspiration for us. You know, the talent that was on there, all that Vancouver talent, was absolutely amazing to us.
Oh, yeah, I was telling people the other day, and for those of you in Victoria listening right now, too, it was amazing. There was a trio with Bobby Taylor, was part of the trio, Tommy Chong, and a guitar player they later fired for playing too loud called Jimi Hendrix.
That's right.
Can you imagine? I said to Bobby Taylor right on this radio show once, what, well, you fired Hendrix because he played too loud? He looked at me and said, yeah, I guess I was stupid, wasn't I?
Yeah. I blew Glenn away, Red, a few weeks ago when I pulled out all the Show of Stars posters, and I've still got all the radio ads that you did for all the shows. He just couldn't believe it.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, I want to, when I get off the air here, I'll give you a number to call, and I would like to talk to you guys because, believe it or not, they've placed a great honor on me, and I've had quite a few in the last few years, unbelievable, but they're naming a brand-new 1,200-seat show theater at the Boulevard Casino. It's being built now. My wife and I went out yesterday, and it'll be finished in the spring. It's called the Red Robinson Show Theater, and we're going to be booking a lot of acts, and I want to talk to you guys about that.
Well, thanks very much, Red. We'll certainly get in contact with you.
And certainly congratulations on that great honor that you're getting, Red. That must be just awesome.
It is awesome.
Say, Red, it's Mike Kersey here, the keyboard guy. Just want to say I remember you many years ago in the Civic Arena in Nanaimo, and when I watch you on TV, you haven't changed at all. And Ron was just remarking the other day, he says you're the Dick Clark of British Columbia.
Well, thank you so much for that. Yeah, and Dick's a good friend, and he's had a serious stroke, and I tuned in New Year's, and I know why he was there, because that was a goal he set, but you won't be seeing much of Dick Clark anymore.
And it was great to see him, though. It was great to for him to be able to come out and do that for all of us to enjoy and have another look at him.
Red, I still listen to you on Sea Isle, catch your Red Rock Diner, and your voice still sounds as good as it ever did. I love the interviews you did when you were probably still a teenager, the one with Fats that you played last week there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one with Buddy Holly. I think my voice was up about three. But then we were all, see, that's where somebody looks in my office and they go, look at all these stars you met, you know. But when you look at it, I mean, when I was 20, Elvis was 22, we were all kids together, and that made a difference. Anyway, I want to thank you. I'm going to carry on, because you're on my show right now over here, too, on the Red Rock Diner. So thank you for this, and Glenn and everybody associated with Ron and Mike and the Pharaohs, the best the island ever brought forth, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you, Red, and appreciate you having us on.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on over there.
Thanks a lot, Red.
Bye-bye.
You
bye.
Bet. Well, you just never know what you're going to get. You get two radio stations at once. So, yeah, working with Red for you guys must have been just like you figured you'd hit the big time at that point, I'm sure.
Well,
so, yeah, that must have been quite a...
It was, and it gave us a lot of recognition.
So different ones that you got to do, and I remember they talked about the different shows. Some of these were at Memorial Arena. What was it like being a Memorial at that time? Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll leave it at that point here. Think about that. We're going to talk about the Pharaohs and playing Memorial Arena and some of the big shows over the year right after we go to this break.